have you along with us, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Thank you so much. With us right now, we've got Bruce Thatcher. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today, and we're going to be talking about the petty politics getting in the way of a common sense border security solution. Bruce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Great to be here.
Always good to have you with us, Bruce. Bruce, this whole debate, I mean, it was not a debate. I mean, it's just absurd that we're, we're getting into semantics here over a wall. Is it a barrier? What it's all about? I mean, this has been so politicized. I think Main Street America is seeing clearly what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing, claiming that, they're so interested in, the people that are affected by this government shutdown. But, what are they doing? What are their ideas that they're bringing forth? They're only just saying, well, this isn't going to work, and that the wall's immoral. I mean, I guess the Vatican is immoral for the walls that they have then, huh?
Well, I think to understand what's going on, you have to strip away all the posturing. The Democrats and D.C. establishment, deep state, whatever you call them, they hate Trump. That's at the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
They hate Trump, the outsider, and they're going to do anything they can to make sure he doesn't get elected to a second term. And that's what this is all about. Nothing comes ahead of that, not border security, not immigration reform, not even things that the left particularly wants, like DACA. Anything will get sacrificed for that objective. And if they can't oust him with impeachment, then I don't think they can, then he's got to be made to look bad enough from every angle so that he can't win election to a second term. The only things that are going to modify that behavior are maybe credible indications that the American people are getting wise and may turn them out of office in 2020. So The idea that the American people are getting sick of this is pretty key to it. And who they end up blaming has a lot to do with who's going to blink first, Trump or Pelosi.
Well, there's, it looked for a while there, and I think, we, along with whether it was Rush or Ann Coulter, were yelling and screaming when the president was almost going to accept the offer from the Senate that did not include any kind of border wall, because it's like, here we go again. The Democrats saying, hey, we'll do this, we'll take care of it. I mean, they've been doing this since Ronald Reagan, and you can go back before then as well. They have no sense of integrity for any promises that they make, at least that I can, put my hat on. Bruce, what do you say?
Well, I think that's what recent history shows. You can't trust a promise. You can't trust a politician's promise, except maybe the exception of that has been Trump's performance, in that he made a lot of promises during campaigns, all politicians do, and he's keeping a bunch of them, and he's trying to keep this one also about providing a wall. He has a lot to gain if he keeps that promise. He doesn't have anything to lose by keeping the promise or insisting that border security be made. Giving Pelosi and Schumer what they demand is not going to change the ongoing Democratic obstruction and attacks. They'll continue no matter what he does and no matter what they promise. And giving in isn't likely to gain him any votes in 2020. It may actually cost him votes, I think. Giving in is not likely to help any 2,000 Republican candidates either, I think. Giving in, he holds the cards on this, because giving in has no advantage for Trump or the Republicans. But Pelosi and the Democrats, I think, have more to lose if they miscalculate the American people going forward.
Well, the American people are getting smarter and smarter. I mean, not to mention the fact that we still keep having citizens murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants, whether we're talking about the policeman in Northern California that was just buried, and or, this young man, a 22-year-old young man, tragically killed out of Knoxville, Tennessee, the son of a fire chief there, at the hands of an illegal immigrant. The opioid crisis, heroin, the addiction that continues in the country, sex slavery. I mean, let's go down all the list of bad things that are happening in our country because of the porous border. And the Democrats want to say, well, but you know, we got more people flying in, you know, than at the border. But look at this as part and parcel. This begins to make a statement that if we're not going to take care of the border, then why should we care about who flies in or any other means that they happen to get into this country? You know, the system is broken, but all the Democrats want to do is talk about the system being broken, because the broken system, I would say, Bruce, serves them more than it does the American citizen. Now, is that a fair statement?
I think it is. The establishment wouldn't have tolerated the continuance of our miserable immigration policies if it didn't serve their interests. And I think it serves the interests of the establishment to keep things the way they are, keep them in chaos. And you mentioned messages to continue to send mixed signals to the rest of the world that include, if you show up at the border or if you get in here illegally, you get to stay. You can build all the fences you want to. You can have all the port of entry security you want to at airports and elsewhere, but as long as that message is out around the world, it won't stop the influx of illegals. You've got to have an immigration policy that is unambiguous. Trump proved that, I think, shortly after he was elected, because in 2017 there was a big decrease of apprehensions at the border. And many people believe that the reason that happened was because all of a sudden the world was hearing Trump speak and say, right, we're not going to allow it.
Well, they knew a new sheriff was in town. And and so just like Iran realized when Ronald Reagan came into office, the free the hostages, you know, we don't want to have any problems here, because he means what he says. And this is what Trump is doing, is he's bringing veritas to the whole discussion and the perspective from a world view. And these people have a choice to make. I mean, look what's happening, Bruce, in Germany now. They're paying these immigrants, these migrants, to leave the country.
I mean, they're learning.
I mean, they've learned the hard way. Look what it's cost Angela Merkel and others there, not to mention its own citizens and, you know, the kind of things that have been going on in these other European countries. And it's happening here in the United States. But for some reason, we've got the liberals and the mainstream media continuing to support this kind of behavior, which stands in the face and against blatantly the values of what our U.S. Constitution enumerate quite clearly, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to pick it up from there. Bruce Thatcher is with us. We've got more from Bruce on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Hey, nothing like a good whistling to, you know, lighten you up a little bit. I know, with all this seriousness and wackiness that's going on in our government today, that's what we need, a good whistle. What do you think, Bruce? We just need to wassail around here for a while, because otherwise, you know, but this is serious stuff that we're talking about. And you do need to have a moment to, you know, kind of laugh at it at the same time. But understand that as citizens of America, I mean, our founding fathers said, look, it, we're putting this government in your hands. And its veracity, its longevity is up to you. Whether or not you can continue to hand the baton from, you know, on to the next generation is the fate of this republic. And Bruce, I don't know that we've ever, you know, we always think that the most recent crisis is the worst crisis ever. I'm sure historically there have been other points when, you know, well-meaning citizens and compassionate citizens have said, wow, this is absolutely dire. But we're definitely at a crossroads here today in America, are we not?
Well, I think we're at a crossroads, and you're right to point out, historically there have been many occasions where what was going on in Washington was absolutely paralyzing because there was so much animosity between the parties as they may have existed at the time, and everybody was playing for their own interests. That hasn't changed very much. And yet out of all of that sort of thing, we have continued to have an ever stronger republic, that is based upon freedom, liberty, and individuality, and it has been a model for the world, a model for the world. But I worry, as you do, that some of these things, that there's a trend downward, because every time we go through one of these things now, it seems to think that some residuals stay with us. And every time we're starting from a slightly lower thing. So I think the American people will have to get up in arms, as they say, and do something dramatic to get this turned around. If you look at immigration as one of the many things that are at issue, the people have to vote in a strong enough majority at all levels of government on one party or the other, and I presume, I think I prefer it's the Republicans, but it could happen with the Democrats too, to pass an immigration, comprehensive immigration reform. It's not going to happen with some senator or something saying, okay, here's something six of us have gotten together and said, and we ought to do this.
Right.
It's a much tougher process than that. And until that happens, we're going to continue to have all these little, I guess I shouldn't call them little, but all of these specific, sometimes fringe things going on, and we have to do the best we can with those.
Well, it's symptomatic of the core problem here, Bruce, and you wrote about it in your latest book, Rise and Decline, where we are and what we can do about it, is that, to your key issue here, is we have to know what it is that we agree on. What is it that really unifies us? And that is a moment that we need to pause and really consider across this country. What is it that we as Americans want most of all and demand that absolutely is core? Now, I say simply, it's our U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, but I'm not sure that today's Americans really understand and embrace the value of it, because they're walking in the dark and they're wondering why we're in chaos. And I maintain the reason we're in chaos is because we've untethered ourselves from these core principles.
I think that's absolutely correct. And going along, corollary with all of that, is that I firmly believe the majority of Americans aren't even aware that we're in chaos. The majority are so disconnected, buried in their video games and virtual reality and all kinds of side issues, they pay no attention. They're literally not aware. And so being not aware, they allow anything to happen as long as it doesn't interfere with their own particular situation at the moment. And somehow or other, starting in the schools or starting wherever we need to, Americans need to be made more aware of our founding values, what they've done for us and what they will do for us, and what the rejection of them is costing us.
If we're going to support public schools, Bruce, why don't we have a say in the curriculum to where civics and these issues, these core issues of our government, are taught in class, and enough of all this other, touchy-feely type of academia that's being thrust upon in place of these clearly most important critical learnings that need to be put out there?
Public schools are political entities, and they're controlled by political bodies. I'm not even talking about public school boards, although that's a very important part of it at the local level. Mm-hmm. Curriculums are decided and controlled in many states at the state level by political commissions or political education operations, and they are subject to all of the lobbying and social tinkering process that is rampant in our society today. You can't in the schools you can't get away with the things that I experienced when I was going to school, which kept me in line for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this is our point. We made this earlier, Bruce, that you know our education systems have been dubbed down in such a way that the kids coming out of school have been purposely retarded. I mean, because they're only able to argue a certain aspect of, you know, of the topic. And, otherwise, if you're outside of their mainstream, then you're shouted down, you're marginalized and invalidated. And where can you go today? I mean, most of the campuses have converted over. And, you know, my additional problem, not only is academia failing to do and live up to its, its objectives and its mission, is I'm really upset with the mainstream media. I mean, they're supposed to be the ones. I mean, over the holiday, I did have a chance to go see that movie, The Post, which Meryl Streep starred in. And I thought, wow, I mean, where's The Post today? I mean, you ought to watch the movie. All publications should watch that movie and be invigorated as to what their purpose is all about, because they have abandoned that core mission on behalf of we the people.
The media have been given a privileged position in our country and in our Constitution through the First Amendment, the freedom of press. And I think they have, not shepherded that properly.
Well, without a doubt, and at our expense, Bruce. And the thing is I'm saying to them, do your job. We need you to do your job. That's fine that you have some, you know, we all have inclinations and prejudices. It's okay. But do the hard work. Study to show yourself approved. Go out there and find the facts and report them honestly.
And I believe that if media that chooses to do that will actually build a bigger client and customer base.
I agree. Totally. Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past. Thank you, Bruce.